It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. This is where I'm going to be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Happy Tuesday to you. We've had a busy day. Clayton Kershaw is back with the Dodgers. I know he's not what he used to be, but he's back. The New Orleans Saints, the last team in the NFL without a head coach, they have one. They have successfully poached Kellen Moore from the Philadelphia Eagles, the Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. Luka Doncic makes his debut for the Los Angeles Lakers. Of course, he wins. The Dallas Mavericks, they're kicking fans out of the arena for chanting that they should fire their GM. Looks like the Raiders know who they want at the quarterback position. Aaron Rodgers, it appears that there are some odds on where he might end up next year since the New York Jets apparently don't want him. Kevin Durant, apparently not unhappy with the fact that the Phoenix Suns didn't want him. We have a lot to get into. NFL, NBA, Cam Newton is pissing off his former teammates. I'll tell you who. There's a lot to get into. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to be a part of the show? You can. Phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And just 2 days after the Super Bowl, I'm kind of, oh yeah, by the way, and I don't, maybe people only in Toronto care about this. Brandon Ingram of the Raptors, who hasn't played a minute yet, and he got a 3-year, $120 million extension to eventually put up points for the Toronto Raptors. He's been out for quite some time now. Must be nice to get paid and not do any work. Anyway, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am well, JR. First, I guess, full day without football now around, and so far we're surviving.
We made it. Nothing, when you say it that way, as we discussed last night, we got to wait until September, man. Come on, that's not good.
I know. It was depressing just thinking about watching on Sunday. Like, this is it. This is the last game we'll watch, real game we'll watch, for 9 months.
And it was that last game was a blowout with the most successful team here since the Tom Brady era. We saw what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. And by the way, there are a lot of people in America who saw that blowout. We got the numbers out, of course. You know, Fox is going to toot its horn and tell everybody how great they are. The Super Bowl ratings were through the roof. For as many people that complained about the Kansas City Chiefs being back in the Super Bowl, I guess just as many people wanted to see them actually lose and get their behinds kicked. This year's Super Bowl, there was an average of 127 million viewers on average. That is a new high for the Super Bowl. Last year, it was 123 million. I mean, yeah, what's 4 million people? But yeah, 4 million people watched this year. An additional 4 million people watched on average. And the high mark was 137 million viewers at one time. I think that was, the second quarter. Also, people who didn't particularly care for Kendrick Lamar, it was the most watched Super Bowl halftime show in history. 133 million people watched Kendrick Lamar destroy Drake. 129 million people watched the halftime show with Usher last year. Well, what does this mean? I don't know. People hate the Chiefs. Their brand name. I mean, if we had a Super Bowl between, I don't know, the Buffalo Bills and let's just say the Commanders, Hickey, you think it's pulling those type of numbers? Probably taking a downswing, huh?
Probably. A little bit smaller markets.
Yeah, I mean, popular teams. Philadelphia Eagles, it wasn't that long ago. 2 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl. I mean, if we go back to Nick Foles' time, plenty of Eagles fans, so they're a relatively popular, well-known team, I think. And then everybody knows the Kansas City Chiefs. You throw in the Taylor Swift effect, the Travis Kelce effect, the Mahomes effect, the winning effect, and it all kind of brings together what was the most watched Super Bowl in history. That counts in television and streaming and online and people watching on Tubi and just you name it. People were there and people were watching the Kansas City Chiefs get decimated. Must be nice to have half of America watch one damn thing. And so, Hickey, what was the rest of America watching? Watching an episode of Cops? Like, what were they watching?
Great question. No TV? I don't know.
Half the people watch the Super Bowl, half the people don't?
Well, I guess it's also, this is just households, right?
Yeah.
So you would think, right? I mean, very few people watch a Super Bowl alone. So it's probably even more than half America if you're over a friend's house, you know, like three or four households worth of people.
Right, right.
At least the people I was with, there was four different people that lived apart.
What are you saying? You think that, what are you saying? 3/4 of the country watched the Super Bowl? You going that far?
I mean, I would probably round up. I don't know what else you're watching. Even if you're not a football fan, there's usually something there to watch.
It's 65%.
There's nothing else outside movies? Of reruns. Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Does everybody like football? Of course, there are plenty of people who have no interest in the Super Bowl that are going to watch. This will be the only time all year long that they turn on a football game. Maybe they pop on another one throughout the course of the year. But if you don't watch football, Sunday would be the day. Now, the alternative, these are people that they're watching something. I don't know. Housewives, Hickey, okay? I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn. The majority of football viewers are men. I'm going to assume, and I don't think this is a stretch, I'm gonna assume a lot of the viewers that aren't watching for the entertainment or the halftime, or this isn't the only game that they're going to watch throughout the course of a year, I'm going to assume that it might be women who are just like, okay, I'm not watching no Super Bowl. I'm going to watch, I don't know, Lifetime. I'm going to watch a movie. I didn't even know the Super Bowl was on. I have no idea. But Hickey, 75, that's a big old number, man.
That is, and that's, I think, part of the reason why you see ads for 30 seconds costing, what, $8 million?
Yeah.
Right. A lot of eyeballs.
It's a hell of a lot of eyeballs. Well, let's see if the numbers continue to rise. I know that streaming, and we all know streaming is certainly a big part of everybody's viewing consumption. The NFL has certainly gotten involved in streaming. Now you can watch a game on Amazon. Now you can watch a game on Netflix. Now you can just basically watch a game on anywhere that the NFL will take money. I mean, for years, the NFL was fighting with YouTube and Google, and forget DirecTV. If you want Sunday Ticket, holler at YouTube, the streaming service. And I think this is only the beginning for a lot of folks. So congratulations to everybody involved in putting on that production down in New Orleans. And we saw the results. And not only is Fox happy with the results, so is Kellen Moore. This man won a Super Bowl championship as the offensive coordinator for these Philadelphia Eagles. Now Kellen Moore, he's going to be named the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. That's it. Every NFL coaching vacancy has now been filled. You think about everybody who got a job right now. Mike Vrabel, new head coach of the Patriots. Sorry to Gerard Mayo. Ben Johnson. Yeah, people thought he was going to a Super Bowl. People thought that the Eagles were going to represent the NFC. Oh, no, that did not happen. Ben Johnson is the coach of the Bears. Aaron Glenn replaces Saleh with the Jets. Antonio Pierce, he got sent packing. Pete Carroll will be babysitting for the Las Vegas Raiders. Liam Cohen, first he didn't want the Jaguars job. Then they fired their GM, and he said, sure, I'll now join. He's coaching the Jags. Brian Schottenheimer, coaching the Dallas Cowboys. And Kellen Moore is now coaching the Saints. And as a result, Kellen Moore is now the youngest head coach in the entire NFL at the age of only 37 years old. He's not even 37. He turns 37 in July. He is 36 years old. He's the youngest head coach. And my, how things have changed. Kellen Moore was a backup in the NFL, not just for the Detroit Lions, but also for the Dallas Cowboys. This man was the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys from 2019 to 2022, when Mike McCarthy, former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, before Jerry Jones said goodbye. He then went to the Chargers. Then he went to the Eagles. And now he's a Super Bowl champ. And now he has a job to try to lead the Saints out of obscurity. Unfortunately for Kellen Moore, is Saquon Barkley is not coming with him. And I know they got Kamara, but he ain't Saquon. Jalen Hurts is not coming with him. And Derek Carr stinks, if you ask me. He's good. To say he stinks is strong. My apologies. Not really. But you ain't winning no Super Bowl with Carr. And the Saints have been kicking the can down the road financially. Year after year after year after year. Congratulations to Kellen Moore on getting the job. But like a lot of these head coaching positions, this is nothing but an uphill climb for a New Orleans Saints team that finished the year in a poor NFC South. Their record was 5-12. They fired Dennis Allen. They've been trying to figure out who the hell can be the coach since Sean Payton said, I'm not doing this anymore because Drew Brees is gone. The offense was ranked 24th. The defense was 19th. Good luck to Kellen Moore. He's going to need all of it. Jonathan Taylor covers all things NFL for CBS. He was on CBS Sports, and he talked about Kellen Moore and the whole week and coaching in the Super Bowl and now getting this job. Take a listen to this.
The Saints initially had their eyes and hearts set on Aaron Glenn. We know, of course, he went to the New York Jets. Okay, well, how about Joe Brady, the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator? He said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to stick around with Buffalo and the NFL MVP, Josh Allen. I think there was a little, misconstruing of the facts as it related to Mike McCarthy, who quote unquote pulled himself out of the Saints running. I'm not certain that McCarthy was ever going to get the job, and maybe that's why he ultimately did not interview. But once the dust sort of settled for the Saints, Kellen Moore came into focus. It's impossible to say whether he was truly their top candidate or number two or number three, where he really kind of ranked, maybe after an Aaron Glenn, perhaps ahead of a Joe Brady anyway. We won't know that. But what we do know is that they interviewed him, they liked him, and then the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. And so the Saints could not speak to Kellen Moore the entire week of the Super Bowl, despite the coincidental but interesting fact that the Eagles were in the Saints facility all week in New Orleans. They couldn't have any conversations. But then we knew after the Super Bowl, win or lose, that Kellen Moore and his representation, they would strike back up conversations with New Orleans, with GM Mickey Loomis. That is exactly what happened. And so now we have this deal.
Now, we got this deal. They didn't want, he wasn't the first choice. They wanted Aaron Glenn, who's now coaching the New York Jets. Whoop-de-doo. I got to tell you something, and I think we've seen this. It doesn't matter whether or not you're Gerard Mayo or you're Antonio Pierce. Coaching in the NFL is tough. He's getting this job because the roster stinks, because they need to rebuild. What he has to hope for is that they give him enough wiggle room and enough time to actually coach some decent players. And you know what? I will extend this past the NFL. Coaches in professional sports, I'm not going to say that they get a raw deal, because they get paid a lot of money. Nick Sirianni, who just won a Super Bowl, was on the lower end of the pay scale at only $7 million a year. This man's behind was on the line. They would have canned him if the Philadelphia Eagles had a poor season. Not so much of, oh, they had an ultimatum to win or he gets fired. But if he didn't have a good year, they would have canned his ass. They get paid to try to win games, try, operative word, try, or they get fired. It's as simple as that. And when you inherit a bad team, the odds of you having success or even having any type of runway to having patience, you might as well throw that out of the window. If I'm Aaron Glenn, there's a reason why I didn't go to the Saints. And this man ended up going to the Jets. At least Aaron Glenn gets a start, a new start, a fresh start at quarterback. At least he has talent on the team. At least he can impart a little bit more of his imprint and not have to start over. The New Orleans Saints have a quarterback right now and Derek Carr, who pretty much said, "Yeah, you know what, I will restructure my contract. But I ain't giving no money back." We know he's not the quarterback of the future. And damn it, he's only the quarterback of the present because they're stuck with him. Kellen Moore. This man has worked with some decent QBs. I know people feel a certain way about Dak Prescott. He ain't no bum. This guy was an MVP finalist last season. Okay? This man just worked with an offense led by Jalen Hurts, who I think eventually, I guess people have finally realized he's not underrated. He doesn't need to throw the ball a million times. And then having Saquon Barkley in the backfield. How much of a genius do you have to be not to screw that up? I wish Kellen Moore nothing but the best. Because the reality is, if he is stuck with Derek Carr, if he can't get a reset sooner rather than later, they're going to boot him out of town. And he's going to have to start over as an offensive coordinator somewhere else. There's a reason the Saints job was the last head coaching job available. Because the future doesn't look all that bright until they realistically have a chance and a time to reset that roster. The greatest coach in the world can go out there and coach to garbage cans and get no results. You got to have players. You got to have winners. You have to have talent if you want to win. You don't got that, you're cooked. At least that check still clears. The salary's not too bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Kellen Moore is looking forward to, I think, a dark future with the Saints. At least the Superdome has been remodeled. That's a good thing. On the other side, we're going to talk about a team in the span of a week. Their future is extremely bright. Because a dumbass team gave them a gift. I'm talking about Luka Doncic, the man who debuted last night for the Los Angeles Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks, the dumbass team that gave him away. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about some NFL news that broke. Yeah, the Super Bowl was on Sunday, but the business of the NFL, it still churns. The man who was the offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, Kellen Moore is now the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Good luck to him. There's a reason why the New Orleans Saints, they were the last team to hire a coach. Between them and the New York Jets and then the craziness of Jerry Jones, I found the Cowboys, the Jets, and the Saints to be a few of the jobs that I would kind of just kind of go, y'all are paying me how much and when? Sure, I'll coach. Not too attractive for a variety of reasons. And we're going to get into the Jets. Speaking of the Jets, we'll talk about them later on today as we apparently learned an additional reason as to why the New York Jets don't want Aaron Rodgers back. Part of it is his television appearances with Pat McAfee, allegedly. We'll get into that later on in the show. We also have some guests who are going to join us next hour. Speaking of the Eagles, Ed Kratz is going to come through and join us. Covers the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk about their future, what just took place. And then later on in the show, how about let's crack this open. What a joke this is. Not him. Kevin Gray Jr. covers the Dallas Mavericks. Last night the Mavericks played. And let's just say the fans were not happy. A few of them had to be escorted out for voicing their displeasure with Luka Doncic being moved on. Just pretty pathetic. You know what? We'll talk to Kevin later in the show. But let's talk about the positive end of this story. Last night, as I got out of the studio and made my way home, I turned on the Los Angeles Lakers game. And I, like a lot of people, I wanted to see what Luka Doncic would look like in his first game as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. And to see him out there playing in the purple and gold was actually, I don't want to call it surreal. It's one of those things where, yeah, we know it's been a week and change since he's been traded. But to actually see him in the uniform just triggered my brain into how stupid the Dallas Mavericks are. Luka Doncic is one of the best NBA players playing right now. He's one of the best talents that the league has seen over the past 25 years. And for a league which is trending towards being 80 years old, I think when it's all said and done, when his career is done, if he's not as fat and lazy as the Mavericks think he is or will be or has been, he can be an all-time great without a shadow of a doubt. That is the talent level that he has. And to see him suit up for the Los Angeles Lakers just reminded me of how spoiled, congratulations in a good way, Laker fans have been. It really is a Los Angeles Lakers fan's birthright to have amazing talent. Whether it's Kareem or Wilt or Jerry West or Magic, Kobe, James Worthy. And I mean, I can throw out a bunch of names, whether they happen to be great, great, greats of all time or whether they happen to be on the lower rung. I mean, we got Cooper just went in to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and he was known as a defender. He had to wait forever. And so now they got LeBron James after Kobe, and now they got Luka Doncic. The Lakers are just the rich getting richer. They got a gift. And last night in his debut against the miserable-ass basketball team, the Utah Jazz, oh, my God, they're miserable. The Lakers smoked them 132-113. The game was not competitive. Luka Doncic, in his debut, hasn't played due to his calf strain since Christmas, so he had a man been out a month and change. Luka had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. He was 1 of 7 from deep. But when you don't play in about a month and change, I don't think you're necessarily going to be out there all that hot. Both he and LeBron James basically altered possessions and then, I guess, runs and ended quarters together, started quarters. LeBron James had 24 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds. And for the most part, when Luka was on the court, LeBron got a break. When LeBron was on the court, Luka got a break. But they did play together to start the game. And this is what Luka had to say about playing with LeBron.
I mean, it's special. I mean, he sees the game in a different way than a lot of people. I mean, his IQ is insane. And just, you know, have two guys like that on court, I think it's going to help the whole team out.
Yeah, just throw the ball, alley-oops. They started the game off. They were just throwing alley-oops to Jackson Hayes. It's like Luka's on his way to the basket. Got to account for him. Jackson Hayes alley-oop. Hey, LeBron James has the ball. Going to the basket. No one could ever stop him. Alley-oop to Jackson Hayes. It was pretty wild to see. LeBron James. I think you could say, like a lot of people of his status and ilk. LeBron James has an ego. But LeBron James is not a stupid man. LeBron James basically allowed Luka Doncic to be introduced last yesterday at Crypto.com Arena. The Los Angeles Lakers, every fan in the arena got a 77 Luka Doncic shirt. Good for them. Luka was introduced. He was shown love. Before the game, we learned that he donated, I think, $500,000 to fire relief and helping to rebuild basketball courts and facilities. And so, yeah, Luka Doncic is already, he's ingratiating himself into the community. And there's nothing wrong with that. Luka says the fans showing him love was absolutely awesome.
The way they received me, everybody, it was amazing to see. I was a little nervous before. I remember when was the last time I was nervous before the game. So, but once I stepped on the court, it was fun. And just being out there again felt amazing.
I wonder how long before he goes, oh, Dallas? Oh, I'm happy here. I'm not thinking about Dallas. Dirk Nowitzki, Mavericks legend, showed up to the game to support Luka Doncic in L.A. Dirk Nowitzki put on social media that he wanted to support his friend Luka in L.A. You might remember in Dirk Nowitzki's last season as a Dallas Maverick, it was Luka's first year. Dirk was on his way out the door, and obviously we saw what took place with Luka. Took him to a championship, and now he gone. I don't know what stronger stamp of what the hell are y'all doing than your franchise legend who has a statue outside of the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Is, I don't want to say sleeping with the enemy, but he's making it very clear he is not in favor of what took place. Mark Cuban has made it very clear he's not in favor of what took place. And so the Dallas Mavericks are basically left with the basketball corpse of Anthony Davis, who had an amazing half. And then ultimately did what he always does. He got hurt. The Los Angeles Lakers once again are on the up and up and looks like they're going to be in great hands whenever LeBron James quits for this next year or 10 years from now. Luka Doncic, he's next. And J.J. Redick, the head coach, I told you, it's Kellen Moore, New Orleans Saints, you got to have good talent to actually win. J.J. Redick is in his first year. The Lakers have a record of 32-19. And I guess it's a little bit easier when you have great talent. J.J. Redick loved what he saw.
Hey, it's good offense. You know, we're getting good offense. And certainly as you review film and you start building out your database of things within this new group, you can start to look where you can create advantages consistently.
Oh, man. Hickey, when is he going to sound happy? Never? Like whenever they win the championship, he'll sound happy?
I'm not even. He might be like a Belichick.
Oh, my God. Do we need one of those in the NBA? Oh. Why don't they let him podcast on the side? Will that make him happy?
I don't even. Maybe. Because then at least he was talking about the game with LeBron, and he seemed like, I don't know, excited about it. But I don't think there's anything right now JJ could do where he would sound excited, enthused with the media.
Oh, my God. Hickey, is he even 40 years old? What is he, like 40 years old flat right now?
Probably right around there, right? I mean, a long playing career, been out of the game for a little bit.
Yeah, he is 40 flat. He hasn't even made it to the All-Star break of his first season. He's 40 years old, and I understand he's had to deal with tragedy. Let's keep in mind, his house just burned down with the fires. I get all of that. He sounded miserable when he got the job. Oh, if he keeps the gig, and I assume he is, Hickey, he might be the coach for the next 10 years if he wants to. Now you got Luka, right? What is he going to sound like when he's 50?
Pop?
Oh, my God. We don't need a Greg Popovich imitation. Oh, my God. Miserable. I hope J.J. Redick finds some joy in coaching in L.A., coaching LeBron, coaching Luka. And, oh, by the way, the fans aren't ticked off at him yet. And I think if they keep on winning now that they have Luka, I think they're going to be on the up and up. There's always something going on in Lakerland. I think J.J. Redick needs to find a little bit of happiness. Just a little bit. Unlike the fans in Dallas, who have every reason in the world to be miserable. They sent Luka Doncic out of town. And last night, they lost to Sacramento at home. Buzzer beater. DeMar DeRozan had 42 points. Kyrie Irving, everybody on the team was hurt, including Anthony Davis. Kyrie had to score 30 points and a loss. But the fans inside of the American Airlines Center, they voiced their displeasure. The fans held up signs saying, fire Nico. This Nico Harrison, the general manager. We had paying fans who were escorted out of the arena for holding up signs. And I mean, what are they going to do? Just eject everybody for saying to fire the GM? It's just, it's soft. It's pathetic. And this is what the Dallas Mavericks, their ownership group, the GM, this is what they all deserve. I want you to listen to this. This is Fox 4 Dallas telling everybody how the fans are now being treated in the D.
During the game, there were a few instances where you could hear booing, and there were several fans who were eventually escorted out of the building. One in particular, Mike, who is featured on the Jumbotron, you could hear him, see him say, fire Nico. So, again, several fans were escorted out of the building today.
Oh, that's soft. Is that harassment? And I understand there have been knuckleheads who've been sending death threats and people saying miserable and awful and terrible things. But if you're on the Jumbotron and you mouth fire Nico, they take you off the screen. You can hold up a sign. They don't have to show it. I mean, there's a line between harassing somebody and spending your money to voice displeasure. It's like when James Dolan was mad at a fan who chanted sell the team. He found that to be harassment. Man, you're a billionaire. Get over it. Yeah, tell the guy to pipe down. You know, we got to remove the guy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Did the Dallas Mavericks go too far in removing fans for voicing their displeasure? Did the Dallas Mavericks go too far by giving paying fans the boot for hating their decisions? Yeah, you can say, don't show up. But we know if you're a diehard, hey, being heard at the arena, at the stadium, that might be the best way to go. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get your calls on the other side of the break. I want to hear what our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, has to say about this. And then we're going to talk about a football player. Well, let's just say his team, they don't want him to go anywhere. I'm going to tell you who this quarterback is on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've talked about a lot of change over the past week. Last night, Luka Doncic made his debut for the Los Angeles Lakers. Obviously, the Dallas Mavericks are now feeling the effect of that change as their fans are voicing their displeasure. Inside of the arena, a couple of fans even got the boot for chanting and saying and holding up signs, fire Nico, who's their general manager. And then there was big change in the NFL today, at least for the New Orleans Saints and the Eagles, as offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is now going to be calling the plays. Forget the plays. He's going to be calling the shots as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Let's see what he does with that talent on the roster. Or whatever talent that he's able to go out there and work with. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about an NFL quarterback If his team has any say in it, there won't be too much change. I'll explain. Hickey, before we get to the phone lines, these fans who were tossed out of the American Airlines Center last night, you agree with what the Dallas Mavericks are doing?
Not at all. Oh, no, no, no. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And this is just the latest example of a long list of examples of how they've made a bad situation worse. All right, there's no justifying trading Luka, but how they've handled it from the press conference, from Nico Harrison answering like three questions at the press conference and leaving Jason Kidd to handle it all, to, you know, the protests outside the arena, to Nico Harrison hiding from the fans, to this, to Jason Kidd, to everything. They've just, I think, bungled this completely. From the leaks, by the way, I didn't even mention, you know, trying to talk about Luka's character and what they're putting out to the media to try to make them look good and him look bad. They have, the trade was horrendous. And what they've done since is everything as bad as you could have done to make a bad situation even worse.
Yeah, they really, like, they're putting, by ejecting the fans, they're putting more of a spotlight on fan behavior. And so what is the expectation that fans are not going to, if the fans just start chanting this in the arena, they're just going to boot everybody out? It's enough that you've had to give refunds to fans. At least they were, I guess, nice enough to do that to fans who said, you know what, I don't want to invest and pay money to a team and an organization that is basically, you know, dumping and getting rid of its best player. Like, if you're a Mavs fan, this has to feel just criminal to get rid of your best player for a guy who got hurt in his first game. This was the biggest fear. Forget trading away Luka. The fact that you got back Anthony Davis and had justification in it that he was just going to be healthy, like he's been a model of health, is criminal. Like, it's embarrassing. And Adam Silver can't say it. But you know damn well, at one hand, Adam Silver's going, man, Luka on the Lakers is going to make the league a lot of money. It's beneficial. But then on the other end, you'd have to be an idiot. You'd have to be the Mavericks to think trading Luka Doncic was a good idea. Unless Luka Doncic is, I don't know, carving up kids in his basement and, you know, sending old ladies to the moon. I have no idea why you would do such a thing. And then put a cherry on top for Anthony Davis. Yeah, great player when he plays. This guy literally had an amazing game, like 26 points in 31 minutes. This guy turned to his left and crumpled to the ground. Tell me if you've never seen that before from Anthony Davis. Oh, yeah, you have. You have. Between him and Joel Embiid, I don't know what player I've seen on the ground more writhing in pain. It's just, even being a basketball fan, I feel bad for the fans out in Dallas. This is just absolutely pathetic and sad. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. Now, I did share with you, there's an NFL quarterback. Apparently, he doesn't have to worry about being moved. There's an NFL quarterback who was selected last in the draft in 2022. His name is Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, the man who appeared in a Super Bowl, the man who blew out his arm, had his arm torn to shreds in another NFC championship game, could have went to a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy, this past season, threw 20 touchdowns, despite Ayuk tearing his ACL and complaining. Deebo Samuel looking fat. Christian McCaffrey with the bum legs, the Achilles, and the calves. Brock Purdy is in store for payday. This man's contract as a rookie, 4 years, $3 million. The best players in the league, the best quarterbacks in the league, these guys are making 50-plus. Dak Prescott hasn't been to a Super Bowl like Brock Purdy. Dak is making 60 mil a year. And I told you, we're going to blink. The NFL offseason is going to begin in another month or so. Teams are going to be eligible to start signing their own players. And well, Jed York, he says that we're willing to pay Brock Purdy all of the money. Listen to this.
It's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we were in Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot.
Yeah, we know the quarterbacks are very important. We saw one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time get his ass whooped, and so did his team. That was from last year. As recently as yesterday, as the 49ers are preparing to host Super Bowl 60, Jed York says, "I want Brock to be here a long time, and we'll do everything we can to make that work." At least the 49ers aren't dumb. They're going to pay Brock Purdy. Game manager my ass. He ain't going to make 60 mil. He's going to be in store for a pay hike. $3 million over 4 years, that's a discount. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, you know what? Let's talk about teams like the 49ers that can bounce back. Don't move.